It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Notes Podcast. Today is Saturday, October something, and October 20th. And this is episode 69 of the Taking Notes Podcast. And today I have the honor of actually interviewing Bruce along with a few other people. So, Bruce, how are you?
I am great, Julian. And I think we did this once before when we talked about OpenNTF in the early days of the Taking Notes Podcast. And, you know, I'm really excited. You know, we have Matt White from London on the phone here on Skype, and also Sean Burgess from Laurel, Maryland. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Hi, guys.
Sean, how are things in Maryland?
Oh, they're quite sunny here today. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, here in the great Pacific Northwest, as they say, it's raining.
You could always
Isn't it
move?
Always?
But enough about rain.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. So is that our subject? That's not what we're talking about. That's not what I'm going to interview about, Bruce. I'm going to talk to you about Idea Jam. And I think, Bruce, you ought to be the first one that talks here. What is this Idea Jam thing, and where did the idea come from?
All right. The Idea Jam, better known as ideajam.net now. Well, ideajam.net. It's not a new concept. In my day job, I use a product called Salesforce.com. And in the Salesforce community, they have a website called ideas.salesforce.com. And what Salesforce uses their idea site for is to generate new features that go into, you know, their product, where I'm a user of their product and I want to see this, you know, new feature or some type of bug fixed inside of Salesforce. I can go to ideas.salesforce.com and post an idea. So being the community notes guy that I am, I said, you know something? This would be an awesome thing to implement, not only in, you know, Lotus Domino, but for the Lotus community, because we know how people in our community favor software, you know, stuff. Well, how would you say it? They favor using Lotus software as opposed to, you know, writing the site in PHP or .NET or something like that. So could you guys concur with that?
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I came away from that site probably in the winter of last year, 07, right before the iLog event. And, you know, at that time I said, okay, you know, I announced my retirement from OpenNTF and stuff like that. And then I started, you know, pinging, you know, people like yourself and Matt and Sean, you know, just about the basic concept. And then finally, in July, the concept was announced as the Idea Exchange. But that word exchange, as you can see, is no longer used for certain obvious reasons. You know, my circle of friends, you know, thought that the idea was good, that our community could benefit from something like this. And hence we announced the Idea Exchange in July. And at that point, that's when that Matt and Sean said, you know, we're in, we're gonna help build this thing. And we did. And so in August, Matt and Sean started building the site. And I guess by September or so, we put out invitations for some beta testers. And we have like 50 beta testers who signed up. And they've been testing away and finding things that need to be fixed. And so here we are. What is today? October 20th? And we announced on Tuesday, October 16th, that the site will be made available to the public on November 20th. Did I cover everything?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's do the nutshell real quick. So the nutshell is that it's a website where people can go and submit ideas for Lotus products, and other people can vote on them and move them up or down the ladder so that the things that get a tremendous number of yes votes move to the top, and the ones that get a lot of no votes or no votes at all go down to the bottom. Now, some people would look at that model and say it's just going to be some big bitch fest about people complaining about this and that, and, oh, this is my favorite bug, will you finally fix this? That's not really the point, though, is it, right?
No, that's not the point. It's really to drive innovation, Julian. You know, ideas are being put out there, you know, for not only Lotus, believe it or not, for Julian, for any community member, for an ISV, independent software vendor, you know, to really just exchange ideas and share. You know, we do it now, Julian. We do it on our blogs. We do it in the – well, we bitch about it in the LDD forums. But that, like you said, that's not the intention. You know, the intent. I'm sorry.
Or both. Yeah, and so, like you said, even if it's an idea that might make the product better that a business partner or some open source developer could go and implement, then there's nothing holding anyone back from going and taking that idea and saying, hey, I could do that, and boom, we have a new OpenNTF project, or we have a new add-in product that companies can buy.
Exactly, and I can't believe I went through that whirlwind discussion a few minutes ago and didn't even say what the site was, you know, about. So thanks, Julian.
Oh, you did. I was just I was just consolidating, that's all. And that's just part of my show notes.
Oh, okay. So, you mean the ones we just wrote?
yes, the show notes from 10 minutes ago. All right, so the name now. It started off as Idea Exchange. Now it's ideajam.net. So not .com, ideajam.net. And it's on a Domino platform. So tell me about the Domino backend first.
Well, before we go into the Domino backend, and we'll get, you know, Matt to talk about this, what we forgot to talk about was the name itself. You know, I did mention that people didn't like Idea Exchange, and there were a whole bunch of other names that came up and, you know, went through the email, email blender with you guys and with a lot of other people in the community. And I finally got a suggestion from Nathan Freeman, who suggested to play on, like, jam, you know, like musical, like I'm a drummer. Nathan plays bass. He liked the word jam, and he said, why not go with Idea Jam? And, you know, I did some looking up, and ideajam.com was taken, so we took ideajam.net. So I thank Nathan for a great name.
Well, and at first you were afraid that wouldn't translate well, right? Because jam in some other languages ends up meaning, like, fruit.
Exactly. Yeah, there was some of that. But I think it was pretty well received this time, the ideajam.net. I think it works. It's short. It's sweet. And I like it.
Well, it's kind of IBM-y, too, because IBM has all those internal jams that they use for collaboration, I believe.
I believe.
I believe, too.
So why don't we get Matt to talk?
Domino.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sure. Well, we're using Domino 8, but actually I was just trying to think, and I can't think of any Domino 8 specific code that we've used at all, actually. So this, I think it will run on a 7 or even 6.5 server without any problems. And in reality, it's actually quite a simple database. There's three forms. You've got the idea form, comment form, and vote form. And about 15 views that we use for categorizing the documents in different ways. And then beyond that, it's really just sort of web2-ifying the Domino database. So we're using Ajax and all that good stuff. But it's really not really dramatically complicated to put together, which is the nice thing about Domino, that you can throw together an application, like you said, in 12 weeks from start to finish, and have something that actually looks as though it should have taken a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Matt,
the core functionality was done pretty quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've really been bug fixing for a couple of weeks now, and there's only one feature that we've added in the last, even in the last 10 days, which is subcategories for idea spaces, which I think will be a good thing. It will allow us to get more granular when people are searching for things.
And aside from just being the amount of time it's taken to come up, in that short amount of time, it's a site that, because it's a Domino and Notes thing, it's absolutely secure, which, you know, the more I read out there on some of the other platforms that you have to build on, the security within Domino, it really is something that's starting to shine.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sean. We didn't even have to worry about any of that stuff. It was just all built in.
Exactly. We just throw a single author's field on documents, and it's secure. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You know, Matt, you mentioned some of the Web 2.0 stuff we did, and Sean, we'll get to the registration stuff in a second. But you know, it's not very hard. We did incorporate two technologies outside of Domino, which we should mention. We're using some of the Yahoo YUI components. We're using two of them. We're using the YUI grid component, which Sean actually recommended to me, you know, for doing the divs across all the, you know, tier A browsers, you know, Safari, Firefox, and IE and stuff like that. And it provides superb, you know, cross-browser CSS control for multiple grids. Or multiple divs, actually. And we're also using the YUI font class, which allows us to use percentage scaling for fonts, which makes it, you know, really, really simple. Another thing that Domino provides that Matt ran into, actually, was, you know, for the cascading style sheet itself, you know, depending upon the browser we had, we actually have computed text in the cascading style sheet page to render certain things differently for different browsers, right, Matt?
Yes, that's right. It saves you having to write complicated CSS when you can just throw some computed text with an at-if formula in it that decides what browser is requesting it. Mm-hmm. It's a trick I've used for a while, actually, but it works great. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. And what about the MooTools?
MooTools is great. It's an Ajax framework that you can just download for free from mootools.net, and you can decide what you want it to do for you, basically. At the simplest level, it gives you some extensions to JavaScript for things like handling big arrays of data, strings and dates and numbers and things like that. But then it also does Ajax wrapping so that you can make Ajax calls with just a single line of code and don't have to worry about different browser types and how to handle the responses and things like that. It does it all for you. So we're using a lot of that for when people vote and for deciding whether people have voted on things when we show the views to them and things like that. So it's a really great little Ajax framework, because even with everything that we've got in there, the JavaScript file is only 48K, I think. So it's really, really good. Mm-hmm.
So one thing that we do have on the site, which is new to me in the Domino space, is we're using email addresses for usernames. And Sean, do you want to talk a little bit about the registration system and how we came up and how we compose the canonical names and stuff like that?
Yeah, one of the things that really hasn't been seen yet on the system, except for Matt and Bruce and I, is the registration system, because it won't open up until the 20th when we go live. But basically, instead of having to have somebody iterate through a bunch of usernames to find something that's unique to be able to log on to the field, we decided to go with email addresses. And although that's really nice to have something unique, it's really bad to have that be what you see when as a display name. So to get around that, basically what we're doing is we're concatenating the user's first name and last name, and some tricks with replacement of some text to create a hierarchical name using the email address as an OU and organization. We had run into some problems this week where I had forgotten to convert it from an abbreviated field to a fully canonicalized name. But now that we've resolved that, it's working quite well. And the great thing is that it gives us a completely unique name for each person that logs in. Plus, we're able to easily display the user's real name using the @name CN notation.
Yeah, no, Sean, you did a really great job on the registration system, and I've gotten really great feedback from it.
Yeah, it's great. The good thing for me is that we're doing the registration via Ajax. So, in case there are any problems, if it sends back an error, you don't lose everything that's already been entered on your form. You can just make a change to one or two little things.
All right, now so far it's been, you know, like you were saying, beta. So you know, there's been this small group of people who have been able to access it and add things and stuff like that. But right now, people can actually go and look at it, right?
That's correct. The public you know, quote unquote production system at, you know, is available at ideajam.net. And you can see that, you know, the little ecosystem, you know, the 50 people or so who are using it, you know, are entering ideas, they're making comments, and they're voting. And you can see, you know, some of the features on the site. I'm just going to pop it up here on the browser for a second. I know I don't usually like to do this during a Skype call, but the first view that people see is the recent ideas, stuff that was just added or just recently added to the idea exchange. And actually, now's a good time to really talk about the features, because that's one thing we haven't talked about. So we have, you know, a couple views. Let me just go to the development system, because that's really where some of the stuff's coming from. We have the ability for people to see, you know, recent ideas, popular ideas, ideas that have a lot of comments made on them, the ideas that have been completed or implemented, ones that have been rejected. You know, we're using this, say, for when people, you know, make a suggestion, say, to how to improve the Idea Jam. Well, I don't think we really rejected any yet, but I guess we could if we wanted to. And then we have withdrawn ideas, and we've seen some of these already where someone posts something, and then I think there was an example of someone made a post, and Adam Gartenberg from IBM, the same time, you know, team, came and said, well, this is already in the shipping 7.51 same time product. So the person who entered the idea, you know, withdrew their idea. And there's also a view that shows recent comments, which, you know, just shows recent comments made by everyone throughout the entire Idea Jam. Some other things, and then I'm going to let Matt talk about a couple things here. We have the concept of an idea space. And what an idea space is essentially, we have an idea space for Lotus Connections, for the Notes client, for Domino Administrator, for, you know, Quicker, for Same Time, for WebSphere Portal. And that's essentially like, we'll call it the top level category. And that would be, you know, like a Lotus product. And then below that, we have for certain idea spaces, and this is all dependent on how the people who are going to own the idea space want to see things. In fact, we've gotten some feedback from IBM on this, because they want to participate, and they asked us to put in some subcategories for certain products. Say for the Notes client, you know, they wanted to see a subcategory for mail and calendar and stuff like that. And while we do have the ability to have, you know, a tagging, you know, we can, and Matt, I'm going to have you talk about this in a second. We do have tags. Sure. The problem with tags and subcategories are that I may call mail notes mail. Matt may call it, I don't know, mail, and Sean may call it memo. You know, I don't know, but we're all going to call it something different. So for IBM to be able to easily see things that are, people are requesting, say, for the Notes client in the mail template, you know, there'll be a firm, you know, structure of categories put in place. So Matt, why don't you just take a second to talk about RSS, tagging, search, and some of the other stuff.
Sure. Well, the RSS, we're trying to put an RSS feed on pretty much every screen, so that if you're on a view of recent ideas, then it will be a feed so that you can watch new ideas come in on your feed reader. You will also have on an individual idea, so you can monitor all of the comments on an idea. You can go into an individual's profile and see all of the ideas that person has posted, and you can monitor those and all of the comments on those ideas as well. So we're trying to get it to the point where pretty much everything can be monitored without actually coming to the website a lot of the time. Certainly for my benefit anyway, because I spend my life in my RSS reader. So, and we're doing tags, which are, I don't know if people will be familiar with Delicious for bookmarking websites around the internet. We've taken the idea from there, basically, where you post an idea and say, this is an idea about idea exchange and login, and you can then search for other ideas that are associated with idea exchange and login, and that's across all ideas across the entire system or within an individual idea space. It's just a different way of searching. And likewise, we've got several pages where you can navigate to that. So we have a page of all tags in the system. You can search the system using standard full text searching, and then we also have the top ideas tags area on the navigation, I think, on every screen. So you can hopefully get around the system pretty quickly. So that's the aim of those, really, anyway.
Mm-hmm. And another thing to note is, on the tag screen, we are using another Yahoo YUI component, and that's the accordion. So you can see that by clicking on the tags. And just as I thought of it, there's a couple features which we didn't talk about. One is, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff, a lot of ideas coming into the system. And the system keeps track of, you know, what you vote on. And there's a couple things. You know, Julian, you mentioned you can promote and demote an idea, but you can also click a button that says, you know, I frankly don't have an opinion on this. And what that does, Matt and Sean built these great features in the system called, there's one feature called Unvoted. In the upper right-hand corner, and you click on Unvoted, it's going to cycle you through all the ideas that you have not voted on. So at that point, you can either promote it, demote it, add a comment, or click the, you know, I don't have an opinion on this, you know, no thanks. And then there's also another link in the upper right-hand corner called Random, which will display you, Matt, is it a random idea you haven't voted on, or is it just a random idea?
If you've not logged in, then it's just a random idea. But if you've logged in, then it will just be random amongst things that you've not voted on.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the Idea Jam video game that we're offering, too. So. So I think we covered a lot. Oh, one thing that I forgot to mention is that next Sunday, Matt and I and Sean are going to move the current development system into production. And one thing we have on the development system is for rich text editing, we have incorporated Genii Software's Coex Edit tool, which allows, you know, for the creation of rich text. And we've turned currently on for that. I think we have, bold, underline. I don't know if we have the bullets on. We took out the emoticons because it got too cluttered. And for all those who know me, all my posts would be just pure emoticons. So we removed that. And what else, guys, on the idea forum? Anything? Cross-linking ideas, Matt?
Yes. So you can link an idea to another one if it's an extension to an idea or a tangent. You can sort of link two ideas together so that they remain associated with each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's also going to be offered in the Coex Edit piece. I don't know if it's going to make the November 20th launch, but essentially, the Coex Edit tool allows you to insert, you know, like a doc link, and it brings up a view where you could, you know, find the particular idea that you want to link to. Actually, with the Coex Edit tool, you can link to more than one idea. In the current implementation that we have, it's one idea at this point. So,
I think we should maybe also mention that when you're in an idea, you can actually see who has voted and how on that idea. Is an interesting thing that I think we're just going to monitor to see how people react to that, isn't it?
That's correct. At the bottom, if you open an idea, at the bottom will show, you know, the voting details. Bruce voted yes, Matt voted no, Sean didn't have an opinion. And one thing that, this has kind of been one of those, I'm not going to say controversial things, but it's kind of one of those social networking things. So we're going to see how it goes because, you know, frankly, I don't know, people may vote different ways depending upon whose idea it was, right?
Exactly, and we've left it that we can turn it off very quickly or configure it so that people can decide whether they want the rest of the world to see how people are voting. Mm-hmm. So it will just be interesting to see how people react to it.
Yeah. Sean, anything you want to add at this point?
The only thing I have a question for you, Bruce. When you started this, what did you think IBM's reaction was going to be to it?
Well, that's a good question. I never thought of it that way. I thought of it as, again, another community tool where we could simply, you know, share ideas. And then somehow, I guess I did start to think that, you know, this could be totally embraced by IBM, or they could just totally, you know, I don't know. You know, Sean, I mean, I didn't go into it, you know, saying, ha ha, we're going to control all the ideas, you know, that type of thing. I mean, that's a really good question. But now we've seen, you know, all three of us have been corresponding with people from IBM, and they're telling us what features they want to see in the Idea Jam to help them build features into to Notes and Domino. So I guess it's a win-win, not only for the community, you know, for us to share our ideas about the products we use to make our living and as hobbies and whatever, you know, whatever else, but to help IBM out at the same time.
Do you think it's probably a better thing that IBM isn't running the show? As opposed to they're just another person listening in?
And that's that whole concept of idea space ownership. It would be really cool if we could assign the Notes client idea space to someone from IBM. And at that point, you know, Matt has built in security controls to give ownership and a role to somebody who can, you know, work with those ideas and change the status of them and say, you know something, flat out, we're not going to do it. And that's, you know, we're going to have to go down that road to find out to see how it works.
Yeah, well, luckily we're on a platform that allows changes like this very easily.
That's very true. So again, you know, this is as Ed Brill blogged about, right? It's this whole social networking thing. You know, this is uncharted territories, right?
Absolutely.
So,
well, and you mentioned making a living before. Who's paying for all this, Bruce?
I am.
What a man.
Yeah. So, you know,
but you and Alguji Software, you
right,
know, both,
right? Right. So. That's right. My wife is running a company called Alguji Software. There's really not much about it at this point. It was originally set up to help offer support for OpenNTF applications, but it kind of turned into this Idea Jam thing. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Right now, we have a really cool template. I think Carl Tyler made some suggestions on Ed Brill's blog posting, which we'll link to. It's a great showcase, I believe. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, but Matt and Sean are the real people who made what you see there. You know, I was just the idea guy, kind of like OpenNTF. Actually, Nathan was the idea guy for OpenNTF. I made. You know, I was the what do you call it, the cheerleader, and Vince and Anil and everyone else who coded the site were the real stars. So, but I think we have a winner. I think this is going to be a very interesting time for our community, and you know, we'll see how it goes. It's just an experiment, right?
But a good
absolutely.
One,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so we got November 20th go live. ideajam.net. You can go there right now and take a look and poke around and see what it's all about, but you can't log on yet. And what else? Is that it? Do we cover it?
I think we did. And you know, people have written and people have found the secret magic registration form. It's amazing. I can't imagine how long some people spent, but a couple people found it. So kudos to you guys. You know, if you really, you know, want to get in there and kick the tires, you can either write Sean, Matt, or myself, and send, I don't know, Sean, what kind of beer are you drinking this week?
Oh, anything that's cold right now.
Mm-hmm. And for those people in the United Kingdom, Matt, what kind of beer do you favor?
Good old London Pride. You can't beat it.
Okay. And that's it. Matt, do you have anything else to offer up here? Kudos for a great, you know, development job here.
It's been good fun, actually. It's really, I've really enjoyed it, and I just can't wait till the 20th of November.
Yoo-hoo! Let's get together while at Lotusphere and celebrate. But you know, the funny thing, Matt, is this is the second time I've spoken to you since we really started development on Skype.
I know. We spend our lives just chatting on IM, but
that's
never
right.
Actually voice chats.
Unfortunately, I get to talk to Sean on the phone occasionally.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
I'm joking, man. And Julian, I probably speak to every other day because we do a podcast together. So,
podcast buddies. Well, I think that's a wrap, Bruce. Sean and Matt, thanks for getting on the phone with us, especially that we're separated across about 10 hours worth of time zones right now. And thanks for taking time out of your Saturdays, because I know the weekends are pretty busy for all of us. But yeah, this idea jam thing I think is going to work.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for having us on the podcast. And Matt, what's for you going to go out and party now?
It's the Rugby World Cup today, so
I'm getting
ready to cheer England on against South Africa.
That's in South Africa, right?
It's in France, but we're playing South Africa for the final.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Hey, if England wins, it'll be first time through. They've been a repeat champion, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, what's rugby? No, only kidding.
It's like soccer.
Exactly. All right. 69's a wrap. 70 will be coming up real soon. Matt, great job. Sean Burgess, great job. And we'll
thank
talk.
You.
And Julian, great job.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.